Okay, it's Wednesday, Yom Dalet Pashchai Zara, Derech HaShashir for Women, the 15th Shir, Shir number 15, it's Yutes Mar Cheshvin, November 8th, and it's Shir number 15, and we're starting from Billy Session 1, Chapter 4, Dalet, this paragraph, Gimel, but we'll recap the first two. This. I'm going to get it off for Zulun, Derech Hashem. We're in Chelek Aleph, and we're in Perek Dalet, of the paragraph Gimel. The first two paragraphs, Aleph and Beis, is a little depressing. He starts off saying that we have to look at man's standing in this world vis-a-vis himself, his own makeup, and vis-a-vis his surroundings and circumstances. His own makeup, he says in paragraph Beis, is obviously the neshama. Because of what Rakim, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the purpose. And when you learn Derech Hashem, you know, maybe you'll be happier. It could be. And then you really come to the Shir. I'm serious. The Shir is, it's like being the spiritual physics of the world. And, you know, maybe we'd be happier. Some people would just like to say, you do good, you get a merit. You do bad, you get a demerit. At the end of life, we add up the merits and the demerits. You get to go on the class trip if you have enough merits. And you get to go to a bad place if you have too many demerits. And that's the whole story of life. Chazal's not talking about mitzvahs per se, averos per se, gan eden per se, punishment, tzchar, onesh. He's presenting, as I say, the spiritual, it's like learning physics. He's presenting the spiritual physics of the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a world in which there should be a created thing that could have the ultimate good and the ultimate pleasure. That would be by bonding with him. The way to bond with him and to experience that ultimate good, ultimate pleasure, is to be spiritual, is to have the qualities of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. But if he just did that, it wouldn't be the ultimate good, because it would be a freebie, and that's not the ultimate good. So the ultimate good is that we struggle to become that way. And thrown into this a world, people, thrown into a world where you have to struggle to be that way, thus earning the ability to experience the ultimate good and the ultimate pleasure. And then it's indeed the ultimate, because you've earned it, and you're more like Hashem having earned it, as he explained. And because it wasn't handed to you mibachutz, you created yourself that way. The description in paragraph Aleph and Beis, really more Beis in this paragraph. This paragraph gets down to brass tacks, gets down to the reality, meaning you're in this world, and we're made up of a Haishan Guf and a Neshama. The Guf is Chomer Gas. It's like it does things that are physical. It's involved in very, very physical things. And the Neshama, that Chelek, is at a disadvantage. He doesn't talk about what the Marishon did anymore. He talked about that in the second parak. But the neshama is definitely at a disadvantage, he explains. The neshama, first of all, you see when the child's born, when a person's born, and they still don't matter already about people, and they are full of chomer gas, they're full of physicality. A child, right, is not holding, it doesn't have the tools with which to overcome the chomer gas, which to be spiritual. Then as he gets older, and older and older, and there's a growth of the seichel, so slowly he learns to control it, to overcome it, and ultimately it's not just you win the tug of war, but as I'll explain in more detail, ultimately you transform the physical into spiritual as well, which is the real goal, and therefore the real place that we all want to get to is Pesim, because post Chiyas HaMesim is the neshama and the guf reuniting, because the guf has been transformed. So although it looks difficult, it's like a Herculean task, it gets even harder, as we'll see in paragraph Gimel, because paragraph Gimel really tells us that here he's talking about the makeup of the person, Gashmi. And we know we have to eat, we know we have to earn money, we know we have to sleep, we know we have to do a lot of things that are very, very physical. And the neshama gets any grasp of neshama, rational thought, and many years go by. And that's what he says. So we're at a disadvantage in that sense. Now, we're talking about fashion. The more physical you are, bond light, you'll be able to. We talk about Hashem. Merging with Hashem, being part of Hashem's spirituality. We don't know what that means, it's just words really, but that's what we're talking about. And it's not even a reward and punishment, just the degree to which we're able to do it. He doesn't talk about that every person's different. That's like so much of life is that every person has their own dragons to slay, so to speak. You don't even talk about that, but you have all these people, and every person has their own struggle, with different things, and they have to overcome and grow. And that's what growth is. Turns out that's what growth is. Growth is overcoming. And everyone's different. Everybody has different lives. Everybody has different kochos. Everybody has different nisyonos. Everybody has different circumstances. But we're not even talking about circumstances yet. We're talking about circumstances in paragraph Gimel. Now we're just talking about the herkiv of the person himself, the guf and the neshama. But even there, some people are more intelligent, some people are less intelligent. Some people have certain inborn desires that they have to overcome, and other people have others. Some people are born more lazy, some people are born more desiring of that because of their character. This is all a gzeira, but nothing is cut and dried. Everything can be overcome, and every person is different. Every person has their own nisyonos to overcome. So we'll move on now to paragraph Gimel. And paragraph Gimel really says that even the circumstances that we find ourselves in are very physical. Not only is the physical threatening to overwhelm the neshama, just if you look at the herkiv of every person, because we have to eat, and it starts later, and even in the best possible scenario, we're very, very physical. But paragraph 3 says that our surroundings are physical. You know, the guf is here. The guf has to, you know, we're here and we're in a world which is, to stay in this world, you have to be physical, right? Or else you'll die. You know, you have to eat and you have to do all these things, and you're surrounded by other people and you interact with them. And it's a very guf world, very chumri world. And we have to deal with this tug of war. What he's ultimately going to say, you have to hang in there because we have to learn the whole paragimel, is that this idea, because you say, so why did Hashem do that to us? So by now, I think, you know, say, oh, because we have to have bechira, because we have to earn our way. But that's really a little, that's true. But that's really that's a more superficial answer. The deeper answer is this idea of transforming the guf. Hashem has big things for us, big plans for us.
not only did he put us in these terribly difficult circumstances, made more difficult by the Chet of Adam Arishon, in order to have this Bechira balance so that we should earn our way, it should be the greatest of Tov because we earned it. But Hashem has bigger fish to fry, as the saying goes. He's looking for a goal of transformation. He's looking for a goal of the very last perek in Masilas Yesharim, right? Because the first prakim, all the prakim, up till the very last kedusha, is just, you know, hanging in there to win the tug of war. But that's not the purpose. The purpose is kedusha. Then the purpose of and the reason it is physical, and the reason we have physical, and the reason it's not just to create the theater of Bechira, but it's also because this is something Malachim can't do, this is something no one can do but someone in the situation, which is physical and Chomer, and that's Hashem's real master plan, because the covered Hashem, right, if you have someone, let's say, that's born into a wealthy family, a philanthropist, and he gets a big Yerusha, and he grew up with in an environment where people are learning and give stuff, and that's what he does. One, let's say, that grew up negative environment, and he became like person. That's a question of that, but more of an accomplishment. And that's what Hashem's looking for. So we are people, the Malachim, okay. But we are in this mess that he describes in paragraph 2 and 3, and it's not all just only to create, as I said, the theater of Bechira, although that's true, but that's sort of a superficial answer. It's deeper than that. It's because Hashem's really looking for that. That's why, and not only do we transform the goof, this is all going to come out. He's going to speak this out. I want to give you like a record of where we're going. Not only do we transform the goof, but we transform the whole world. And that's why the Masilas Yesharim in the first perek says that a person struggles and a person, he overcomes, and the Masilas Yesharim is written by the Ramchal, of course. And then he says that really the person is ma'aleh the whole world. A person uplifts the whole world, because in this transformation he ends up using the world, and that's where we get into mitzvahs, where we use the world to do the will of Hashem. So we're actually taking the physical and making it spiritual just by doing the mitzvahs, by living our physical lives with the rules of spirituality. That in itself transforms the physical. You know, once we are living mukbal, and we take time out to daven, and we take time out to do chesed, and we don't eat something of questionable kashrus, and we don't do something on Shabbos that's questionable. So we're engaged in the world, we're engaged in chomer, gas, we're engaged in this terrible mud and murkiness that he describes, that the neshama is plunged into when it comes down into this world. So he's going to be teaching us that the transformation, so first of all there's Bechira, but then it's much more, it's transformation, which is the ultimate goal, the real goal, the higher goal. And that transformation he's going to teach us takes place on two levels. It takes place by living by the rules of Gashmius. Every time I eat, but I make a bracha before, and I make sure it's kosher, and I waited 6 hours after meat, if that's what you ate. And I, all the rules, I follow the rules in every, so that energizes the physical spiritually, but then it's even deeper than that.
because it's even deeper than that. If you ask me why I'm sleeping and why I'm eating and why I'm drinking and why I'm taking care of my health and why I'm doing all these physical things, why? Well, what's the purpose? I know you're being careful. So I said, what do you mean? Because I'm living. And I'm living with the rules. So that's great. And you're doing a transformation of the physical by living by the rules. There's some people that are living, you know, but the purpose is living. You know, I want to get through life and I'm going to live by the rules. So that's good. Halavai, we would do that carefully, meticulously. And that would be a transformation because we're limiting our involvement in the physical based on the spiritual laws. But it really is much more. I could do much more. I could live in order to serve Hashem. I could eat in order to serve Hashem. I could sleep in order to have koach to serve Hashem. I could take care of myself health-wise in order to be able to serve Hashem. I can earn money in order to serve Hashem. I can... That's already, you see, that's much deeper. That's deeper than just following the rules. I could follow the rules and... Well, you could do two things. Nowadays, we have this tremendous nisoyon. We could follow the rules and everything's kosher and the purpose of my life is sushi. That's my goal. To eat sushi, and I'm very careful to have a good hechsher. So, you know, it's... On one hand, you can't mock it, because some people will eat sushi even with a questionable hechsher. Or with no hechsher. You say, what could be in sushi? It doesn't say pork on it, you know. So that's... But the purpose of life is not sushi. And then the question is sushi healthy or not healthy? Like, why am I eating it? Why am I indulging? And we have that nisayon nowadays to a degree, maybe that didn't even exist. I would say since the Dor HaMabul, I don't know, it's like so, everything you want. V'chol asher sholu einai lo atzalti mehem, Shlomo HaMelech says in Koheles. Everything's out there. And so that... But that's good, you know. I mean, it's good up to a point, but it's good. It's not bad. And it's even transformative because you're living by the rules. So you're injecting, you know, if I want to, even, you know, I want to have a beautiful house. Not for a higher purpose. A beautiful house. And, a beautiful house. And something's there and it's muktzah, you know, on Shabbos, and it's really not nice. Guests are coming, and you know, you can't figure out a heter and what to do. It's like you're stuck with it. And you know, so okay, it's muktzah. That's very good. That's a very overcame in a soyon, injected spirituality, and that's good, and that's transformative. Because I mean, living by the rules is one way. But then there's a even deeper, higher goal. And that's a beautiful house, maybe. So I could do Achnasas Orchim with it. You know, you want, I do these things in order to serve Hashem. Then everything becomes not just the theater in which I am playing by the rules, but I'm actually using physical to be spiritual. I'm using it for that purpose. And that's like totally transformative. And that's... And so Hashem struck that balance and put us in a very, very physical world. And saying the answer is not just in order to have Bechira. Although that's also true. But it's... also the place where we can accomplish the ultimate goal, where we
steig over the malachim. You know, and we, this is why Hashem created mankind. I think that's respect. He created mankind to do chtol and meitiv and all those things we talked about. But part of that is like, another a goal. There is like the, a man can do what no one else can do. Someone who's in this mud and makes the mud shine. You can get out of the mud and clean yourself, and you can make the mud shine. That's the that's what he's going to be telling us in Gimel and Dalet and Hey. Okay, so let's go to Gimel now. Where I really gave a wreck. I decided instead of just reading the words, I'll just take a step back, and so we could see like where he's going with this. And then, you know, because sometimes you learn just every line and translate it and see it, you lose the flow of where he's going. So Vamokam Asher Hu B'Tochos. So now paragraph 2 talks us about the hierarchy of a person himself. Now he's talking about a person's surroundings. Vamokam Asher Hu B'Tochos. Gam Hu Chomri B'Choshuch V'Chol An Emtzom Shebo Chomriim. Right, all the people and objects, everything is Chomer, Chomer. Everything's physical, physical. V'Esek Shel Odom Bo, and you're connecting to it has to be physical. You have to eat. You have to work. You have to take care of yourself. You have to do those things. Because of the circumstances you're in. Not only is the body itself physical, as I said, and the baby is physical for very many years, and how can you overcome that? But here you're in a makom in the world where you have to exercise the physicality of the physical in order to survive. I'm not going to live at all. More than 2-3 days if I decide to be totally a parush and not to engage in anything physical whatsoever. The way a person is, varkovos chalokov, because he's wrapped in a physical body. Without money, the kinyan and possessions, in order to get what he needs, you need money, you need rechush. So it turns out, very, very difficult, which was in paragraph Bays. Uvein mitzad olomo, the circumstances that he finds himself or she finds herself in. That's paragraph Gimel, that's what he's saying here. Uvein mitzad isko, because of his necessary involvement in the world in order to live. Utavua, he sunk, drowning. Bechomer. Ubeshuka bechoshko, in the darkness. Physical is darkness. V'amol gadol, you need a lot of work. V'hishtadlus chazaka, and a lot of effort and toil. Yistarach lo v'hisalos el matzav zochmizeh, to rise from the mud and to shine. That the neshama should shine. He's only talking about the neshama shining. Clean off the neshama from the mud. V'humuchrach betillo, but at the same time, you know, you could be wiping the mud off the neshama, but then you have to stop and eat. And then you have to stop and sleep. And then you have to stop and do any other physical thing that you're doing. So that's a problem. But ulam, and now comes the key, the solution. Me'omek atzas chachmosu yisbarach shemo, from the very beautiful words, from the depth of Hashem's wisdom, Hoya l'sader hadvarim, to arrange things, ba'ofan, that even though against my will I'm sunk in chomer, sha'av sa'odam shagua b'chomer b'echreach, k'moy shekosavnu, I could do it. I could reach shleimus, I could shine, I could bond with Hashem. Yuchal mitoch ha'chomer atzmo. That's like, whoa, I could use the chomer. I don't even have to just run away. I don't even have to just run away from the chomer, which is the Gevaldike Madrega.
I don't even have to do that. But mitoch hachomer atzmo, v'ha'esek hagufni, hisig es hashlemus v'hisalus. Now there's two ways that's going to happen. Hashem's going to tell me to do mitzvahs, and they're physical, and to refrain from averus, which is a mitzvah, to refrain from an avera. And I'm in the physical world, and I'm getting shlemus, and I'm polishing off my neshama, making it shine, by living by the rules, by involving myself in the physical and following the spiritual rules. Hizik Hashem Zalf El Hazoch, the purity El Hamayla. Va'adaraba Hashpoloso Tiya Hagbaoso. Hashpola is the low levelness becomes the stepping stone to greatness. Like I told you, a person born poor, born into a terrible environment, he struggles, he works, and he becomes, you know, he becomes that rich philanthropist, and he learns, you know, he learns, and he just totally broke free of his environment. So that's Hashpolosati Hagbaso, because you look at him with such respect, more respect than the guy that was born into it and stayed in it, even though he had his nisyonos too, but we don't look at that person with as much respect. But when we see the guy that really overcame so much, and we like, whoa, we're astonished. Mishom yikne yikor v'kavod. Shane Kamohu. Biosahofech is a choshech la'or. Vesatzalmoves lenoga yizroch. Transform. You'll transform the physical. So that's what Hashem brilliantly did. So again, not just physical in order to have Bechira, which is also great, because this way you earn your way, and he's Tov and Meitiv, and it's not a freebie, because we have to overcome, v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. But also, this situation is created with all the murkiness he talked about, and all the choshech he talked about, because now the neshama could shine even more, become, grow even more, accomplish even more, do even more. It could fall. Hashem obviously made a world in which it's possible to withstand the nisyonos and to grow and to shine and to bond and to be spiritual. And now, so again, that's part of the answer. It's not just as simple as because Hashem wanted Bechira, etc., etc. It's much deeper than that. And now there's two ways that the deeper happens. And he's going to explain that now. Vazeh, ki habori yisbarach shemo. First he's going to go on the first madrega, that I spiritualize the physical by following the rules. Just by following the rules. So I'm going to eat, but I'm only going to eat kosher. Right? I'm going to involve in whatever I'm involved in, but I'm going to follow the mitzvahs. Hashem gave a Torah. Hashem gave rules imbued with ruchnius, imbued with really, it's really a channel to the Almighty Himself. And that's the first level of transformation, that I live by the rules. So I am involved with the physical, with the spiritual rules, and thus make it spiritual in that way. Some gvulos usdorim la'adam, Hashem created guidelines and hagbalot to everything we do, eating, sleeping, mating, everything. Everything has hagbalot. He doesn't even talk about that. The hagbalot themselves are ruchnius. He's just talking about that there are hagbalot that Hashem decreed, and we're following those. But tashmish and yishtamish me'olam ubriosav. We eat, right? We make brachos, kosher, sleep, everything is according to Hashem's rules. Hashem, the Torah covers everything. Torah and Shulchan Aruch cover everything, everything that we do. Ubekavona sheyiskaven bohem. This maybe will, jumping ahead, that the kavona is not to enjoy myself and to pleasure myself, except I have to follow the rules. But my kavona, not only the rules, but my kavona, why I'm even doing it, is spiritual, uplifting. Asher b'hishtamish mehem ha'odon ba'osum ha'gvulos ba'osum ha'zdorim u'ba'osu ha'kavona sh'atziva bor yisbach shaboy. So then he also ha'poil ha'gufni v'achom yasi poil shleimus. Now the mud is helping me in my quest for shleimus. Mud being transformed. So why did Hashem make it so muddy and so difficult? Because that's going to be my Ezer for Shleimus. That's going to make my being Shalem, my growth. They're going to be involved in my growth. Uvo yisatzein ba'odam etzius Shleimus umayla rabo yisala bo bimatzavu hashavu. Like the person that was born into difficult circumstances and worked and went to school and studied and made something of himself, and now, right, a wealthy man gets stuck up, learns. V'yisro me mimenu v'ulam he's going to say now every mitzvah. This he talks about this in the fourth section more. He says you have to realize that every lav is mechuvan connected a point of light. It is when I'm using the physical because I'm following the rules. Every rule, it's not haphazard. Every rule is accomplishing a specific point of light. It's like if you go into an office and you see all those machines, every machine has a specific purpose. Or better yet, a gym. So every machine, if it's done well and purposely, so every machine exercises a different muscle. Every mitzvah exercises a different spiritual muscle, and you'll be konish lamus that way. This mitzvah has you working on atzlus, and this mitzvah has you working on generosity, and this mitzvah has you, or whatever the case may be, all the midos, all the mitzvahs. V'ulam hashkifa ha'chokma ha'elyon al-kol kloli ha'chesroinus. Hashem looked at all the chesroinus that a person would have, amudbo'im, that are intrinsic, binyono shel ha'odom, because of paragraph 1 and 2, v'al kol inyone ha'mailo v'ayokar ha'amiti ha'mitztarchem lo, all the potential spirituality and light that he could have, lios roi, lishyi, and mizdabik bo yizbarach shemo, v'nene mitubo, everything I need to bond with Hashem. So, and everything is l'fi erech. How much I do, that's how much I bond. But it's not just a question of kamos, of how much. It's also different connections, like I said, in the gym, different types of machines, exercise different types of muscles. Connected calls this siddur leisdarim, and I say everything. That's all the mitzvahs. All the mitzvahs. That's what is this mitzvah and that mitzvah and this mitzvah and that mitzvah and this aveira and then this. The Aveira creates spirituality when you refrain from doing something. It's not enough to go through life and say, I never killed anybody. Even though it's not so pushy when you think of embarrassing someone publicly, there's things that are akin to killing. But I can go through life and say, I never killed anybody. But that doesn't give you the shleimus of not killing. What gives you the whatever shleimus is created by not killing is created by I struggle to not kill. So you'll say, that's not fair, I never had a struggle to not kill. Well, it's not so hard to think of scenarios where things are murder and people, especially nowadays, don't think it's murder. That's not so hard. Also, we talk about embarrassing someone, which is a type of murder. The Chazal tell us. So that's how you are konish lamus, by resisting. Again, a person has a million points of light, and you have to, like in a computer, all those wires come. One is for the speakers, and one is for the pixels, and one's for the color, one's for the, what. They have all those wires, and they're different colors, I think. Anyway, so a person has all those wires coming out of him, connecting him with Hashem, and every mitzvah and every avera, every refrain from avera, is forming another connection. And I can't talk to you now, I'll call you back. All the chesroinus that a person has, mitzvahs, and again, avera is the energy created by an avera, the point of light created by a lo saseh, is the energy that it takes to refrain from doing it. That might be more energy than a mitzvah saseh. It probably takes more. It probably takes more energy on my part to not talk lashon hara when I want to than it does to put on tefillin in the morning. Or even if I have to struggle with a mitzvah, let's say I don't have to struggle with tefillin because it's just part of my day, but I have to struggle to ben shlicht on time. I'm not talking about chas v'shalom, late v'shalom. You mekabel Shabbos like a mensch, and the house is calm. But that still takes less energy than to not yell at your husband, and to not yell at your kids, and that takes more. It takes more energy probably to refrain from a lav than to do an asay. Not always. I don't know. It's hard to fast on Yom Kippur. It's hard to find time to daven. But we all know how hard it is to bite my tongue and not say what I want to say. Or to be honest sometimes is a big struggle. Or to not take the comma, huge struggle. So everything is hooking, is another wire, hooking me up with Hashem. And again, he's only talking now about the mitzvahs. He didn't get yet to the higher purpose, even. He's still talking about that I have my growth and my shleimus and my connection and my spirituality and my points of light and my connection with Hashem by following the rules, and I'm doing that with the Chomer. I'm engaged with the Chomer of Olam Hazeh, and I'm injecting it with spirituality by following the rules. And Hashem worked it out. Hashem didn't arbitrarily pick 613 mitzvahs. He picked the mitzvahs that each one in its own way, think of a gym with 613 machines. I've never been in a gym, as you can see. But think of a gym with 613 machines, and each one, and when we do, because we say we have Resh Mem Ches Eivarim, and Shin Samachay Gidim. So we actually physically have a reflection of the mitzvahs, asays, and los asays. So imagine if someone would figure out how to exercise each muscle and each tendon and each bone and each aver to get it working at optimum strength, and there would be 613 machines in the gym. That's what we're talking about in Ruchnius. There are 613 Ruchnius Tikka machines in the gym. And and that's only, and that's only, that's still only the mitzvahs, right? Then that's the mitzvahs. That's the mitzvahs to work out and to, but that has that has this effect of using the physical to serve Hashem and thus transform the physical by listening to the Gvolim. Okay. And each one is a piece of Shlemus. More Shlemus, more Shlemus, more Shlemus. Can we ever reach ultimate Shlemus? Probably not. Please be mochel me. Moshe Rabbeinu came obviously the closest to reaching total Shlemus. Right? 49 out of 50, whatever that means. Okay. But that's the 613 mitzvahs are not. There's very specific machines ordered for the gym. Chenegit calls their siddur lo sdorim v'gbidu lo gvulos asher b'shomro osam yis'atzim bo, it'll strengthen him kol ma shetzorech men ha'maylo ha'amitis shezacharnu, it'll shine and it'll connect you to Hashem v'yushlal me'inyonu, and you'll clean off the mud, you'll be scraping away anything that, you know, you look sometimes, the computer's like, doesn't seem to be so bright. And you look in the back and you see that there's a lot of dust or maybe dirt that is spoiling the connection. So you clean it off, or you clean off the screen, and all of a sudden it's like, whoa, or you clean off your glasses. And you say, wow, that's what the world looks like. Amazing. And so that's what you're doing when you're doing the mitzvahs and refraining from averus. Okay, we'll stop here.